Well, we have been blessed, haven't we? Tonight, I want you to start the service off, and I want a few of you just to stand and tell us what you're thankful for, and I think it'd be good tonight. Let's just do a few of those. So anybody want to stand tonight? You got to talk loud. Who would be willing to stand tonight? Brother John, you go ahead. Amen. Yeah. Who else would stand and just, Brother Glenn?
I don't know if any of you are forever like this sometimes, but I sit down and think sometimes about how there's 7 billion people in the world, and God allowed me to be born in America, and not just to be born in America, but to be born into a Christian family.
Amen.
And then even further than that, a Christian family that's straight and serving the Lord.
Yeah. Anybody else? Just want to give a testimony, Miss Mary.
I'm so thankful the Lord died on the cross.
Amen. 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 Especially for Carson, right?
Yeah.
She's a doll. All right. Any others? This is your opportunity, Brother Cox. Amen. Amen. Brother Brandon, did you have your hand up? Amen. I have no idea how the people of this world make it without the Lord and without a church family. I don't have any family in Texas that are my blood, but I do have family out here, and I'm very thankful for that. A couple more. Anybody else want to just give a testimony tonight of Brother Hill? Thank you, Brother Hill. Brother Chad, did you have your hand up? Amen. Amen. You'll go tomorrow to find out what it is, but it's going to be in a sealed envelope. They're not going to know until we're all together, and he's going to do a burnout with his truck. I know you can't believe that Chad's going to do something redneck. But we're excited about that. I think me and my wife are about as excited as their family is. I feel like I'm part of their family. I'm praying for a girl, my first grandbaby. Well, that's the way I feel about it anyway. It's kind of awkward, but anyway. I love this church, by the way. I do. I love this church, and I'm very thankful for this church. And I was thinking today, and matter of fact, I was telling Brother Feaser, this is at the end of my sermon, but I'm going to give it to you first, is that Dr. Charles Stanley was saying this today. I was listening to him, and this is such a true statement. Too many times we're thankful for things that don't happen to us than we are the things that do happen to us. And he prefaced by saying that sometimes when we're sitting in the car with our kids and we watch an accident happen, that's the time we go, well, I'm thankful we wasn't in that accident. But how many times do we go somewhere and come back and say, Lord, thank you, you got us back. Or just of things that God does in our life. And let us be careful to thank him. And tonight we're going to be just very short in First Chronicles, and we're going to be in chapter 16. First Chronicles, chapter 16. You say, wow, that's a different book to find something about thankfulness in there. Well, it's kind of nestled in there, I kind of found this a couple years ago, and I've just really been studying it. And of course, if you're in my Sunday school class, I've been studying the life of David. But David puts a psalm in First Chronicles, chapter 16. And this psalm is broke up over about five other psalms that are actually in the book of Psalms. But we're going to look at it tonight because there's some things going on here and we need to see. And so tonight I'm going to preach upon the subject, the act of giving thanks. The act of giving thanks, or the act of thanksgiving. And so how it is acted upon. When you look at the book of Chronicles, I'll give you just a little bit of history about it. This is what Warren Wiersbe says. About this, he says, what was it written for? It says, these books were important to the Jews who returned to the land after captivity. The genealogy established their tribal connections, something especially significant to the priests. It gave the order of the priests. So in other words, the book of Kings, or the two books of Kings, was written before the time of captivity. The book of Chronicles was written after captivity. And so what happened is that they needed the book of Chronicles to really get the Jews back in order again. And so the book of Chronicles kind of gives a history from the time of Adam to the time of captivity. And so as you're looking at Chronicles, just think about when you read, it starts off in chapter 1, Adam. And it goes all the way to 2 Chronicles, and it gives you to the time of captivity. So it covers a long period of time. And so, but in this chapter, we must remember that the Philistines had the ark for a little while, and they willingly gave it back with gifts. They said, we don't want that thing anymore. It's causing them havoc. Why? Because that was God's people's Ark of the Covenant. And the Jewish people thought that where the Ark of the Covenant was, that was the presence of the God. It was a picture of the presence of God. And so here we see that in verse 1 through about verse 3 there, you see, and you can read this on your own, is that the ark has come home, and so David has built a special tent for it, basically, a tabernacle for it. They bring it in, and this is the celebration of that. And they bring a burnt offering, which was for sin. They bring a peace offering, which if you study in Leviticus chapter 7, I believe it's chapter 7, it talks about the peace offering being given with thanksgiving for all that God has done and all that God will be doing for the nation of Israel. And so as we look at this tonight, I want to begin in verse 7. Verse 7, I'm just going to read a few verses because we're going to cover a lot of them here in a little bit. It says, then, verse 7 says, then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph. And Asaph, of course, was the chief musician. He was kind of what we would consider the choir director of the day and his brethren. And verse 8 says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye all of his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember, verse 12 says, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servants, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is Lord our God. His judgments are in the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. And you can read the rest of this all the way really to verse 36, and we're going to look at those. But tonight, just very briefly, I want to give you some things that I believe that he tells us how to give him thanks. The act of thanksgiving after we pray. Father, we are grateful, Lord, first of all, that we are allowed to come before your throne tonight and offer up petitions before you and to beg you for your presence and your power tonight. God, thank you that we have that ability. Lord, thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for our sins to give us that access. Lord, and tonight we pray and we plead for your presence. We pray for your power. And God, I pray you take control of this old flesh. And God, just use me one more time, Lord, to bring honor and glory to you. And Lord, to be able to preach your word. And God, if you'd do that tonight, I'd ever be thankful. And God, I would give you all the glory and all the praise. And so, God, I ask you to help us tonight. Open our hearts and minds to your word. And Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit have liberty here tonight. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I give you just a few things tonight basically David is speaking how good God had been to them, that they were allowed to bring the ark back, that they were allowed to place it back amongst the Jewish people. And so he's going to give us a few things here to tell us how that we can thank him, or you could use this word too, how to praise him. By the way, I think thanks and praise ought to go hand in hand together, that we praise him for who he is and what he is. And we also in that moment, we thank him for who and what he is. And so number one, we're going to see he tells us that we ought to thank him and praise him with our voice. Notice if you will in verse 8. In verse 8, he says, and we'll see this a few times, but it says, give thanks unto the Lord. Notice what he says, call upon his name. That's not a asking for salvation. That's just saying, hey, call upon his name. Why? Because he's a mighty God. Hey, listen, you got a problem? Call upon his name. Call on him tonight. And then he says this. He says, make known his deeds among the people. Verse 9 says, sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Two things really going on here. It says that three things, we ought to call upon him, but also that we ought to sing unto him and that we ought to talk of him. By the way, I think when it's time to sing, you ought to have a hymn book and be singing. I believe talk time ought to be over with. Hello. I'm going to get me a GoPro one day. Uh-huh. I think when you come into the church, I know sometimes we're discussing things, but we ought to be careful with that, because our services start not when pastor gets up here and begins to preach, or Brother Ladder or myself. The services begin when we open up our hymn book and we begin to sing. I'm not here to sing to impress you. I'm here to sing and glorify and praise him and thank him with song tonight. That song that they sung, and man, you think about even Sarah playing the offering tonight. Man, that's good. I'm thankful for that. By the way, I'm thankful that God is raising up some new piano players in our church. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Abby's not going to live forever. Now that she's married, you know, I mean, But you know what? I'm not going to be around forever. We need these young people. And I'm thankful for Miss Abby teaching and Miss Jessica teaching these girls how to play and these guys how to play. Man, I was listening to Carson play the other day. I was like, man, thank you, Jesus. We ought to be thankful for that. But we can thank Him with our voice when we sing. Glory to His name. We ought to sing to Him and say, Lord, thank You tonight that there is power in the blood, that I'm washed in the blood, that there is a fountain filled with blood. We ought to be thankful for those things. We can sing unto Him. My wife can tell you, I sing all the time. All the time. Even sometimes in conversation, I will sing that conversation. Brother Chad and them know that. I'll sing things to them, you know. Like, yes, I will go take out the trash, you know. Just, I love to sing. And by the way, I love to sing to Him. That song that they sung tonight. We have been blessed. Thank You, Lord, we've been blessed. Look around us tonight. We are so blessed. We could be walking from Honduras to the Texas border. Hello? We could be living in tents tonight. We could be living underneath an overpass tonight. But I'm glad I got a great home to go to tonight. We ought to thank Him with our voice. The Lord loves the praise of His people that come from our mouth. Notice what He says again in the end of verse 9. He says, talk ye of all of His wondrous works. What would it be like if all of our conversations were, oh, the Lord is good. Oh man, He is so good. His works are fantastic and marvelous. Instead of like, I just don't know if the Lord's there anymore. You know? The Israelites, when they were going across the wilderness, well, they didn't do a lot of praising, did they? They did a lot of murmuring. Got them in a lot of trouble too, didn't it? Use your voice to sing praise unto Him. Number two, what else can you use? Well, He tells us in verse 11 is that you can praise Him and thank Him not only with your voice, but also with your faith. Notice what He says. By the way, these are different top points for me, so I'm trying to preach this. They're not alliterated. I don't have 3 points. I don't know what's going on with me today. Having a nervous breakdown. Verse 11 says, seek ye the Lord and His strength. Seek His face. What? Continually. How do you seek the Lord? Well, you seek Him through faith. And we seek Him through the Word of God, but faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Our faith is pleasing to the Lord. But I think that we can say thank You, and I think that we can praise Him tonight, that if we act by faith, it's impossible to please Him without faith, the Scripture tells us. When we act in faith, it is really a picture of worship and praise to Him. And trusting Him, seek the Lord and His strength. By the way, when we are weak, He is strong. Tonight, I believe the third thing, you can see it in verse 12 and verse 15, that I think tonight that you can praise Him and thank Him not only with your voice and with faith, but I think you can do it with your mind. Notice what He says in verse, I know these are different, y'all just bear with me. Verse 12 says, remember His marvelous works that He hath done. His wonders and His judgment of His mouth. Notice what else it goes on down to say in verse 15. It says this. It says, be ye mindful always of His covenant. In other words, remember what God had promised the Jewish people all the way back to Abraham. Remember what God is doing, you Israelites. And when they would have read this and when they would have sung this song, God said, I want you to be mindful of what I've done for you in the past. I want you to be reminded of how good I am. And with our mind, we can give Him thanks by remembering those things that He's done for us time and time again, despite us. Listen, tonight, I deserve to get in my car tonight and go home and die in my bed. Because I'm a wicked old sinner. I mean, if God gave me what I deserve tonight, I ought to just drop dead right here of the thoughts and the deeds that I've done in my life, but God still loves me. And I ought to be reminded of everything He does in my life. I ought to be reminded of all of His goodness and His mercy to me and His grace in my life. We need to be mindful. When we stop thinking about Him, we stop praising and thanking Him. I wrote this down. This is nothing new, but the more you think of Him and what He's done, the more you will thank Him. Is it that true? We ought to think about Him more. Just like Brother Brandon was saying tonight, great testimony, by the way. Sometimes in our life, we can We could say, man, this has been a bad year, bad day, whatever it may be. And you go to, you know what, I'm going to write down all the bad stuff. Start writing them down, you start realizing, well, it really ain't that bad. You know why? Because when you really start thinking about what the Lord's doing, it's really not that bad. That we ought to think of Him. I believe the next thing we see is that we can thank Him and praise Him tonight with our lives. With our lives. Notice in verse 23, the last part of verse 23. First part he says, sing unto the Lord all ye earth. But he says, show forth from day to day His salvation. Notice verse 24, it says, declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among all nations. In other words, show forth from day to day His salvation. Show the world what He's done to you. Listen, the world ought to be curious about our God. I mean, they ought to be inquisitive about, hey, man, there's something weird about this guy. He's always thankful. He's always talking about this Jesus. He's always talking about that He's escaped hell. He's always talking about heaven. He's always talking about the blood of Jesus Christ. He's always talking about the grace of God. He's always talking about these things. And His life shows it. And His life is a life of faith. And people ought to go, what's different about you? By the way, the crazier the world gets, the easier it is for us to stand out. By the way, if you're a nice person, you're going to stand out pretty good, like a beam of light. I've taught our kids, well, especially Brody, being a boy, you hold the door for people. Hello? You hold the door for people. And I don't know how many times we've been different places and people come to me and say, is that your son? I'm like, oh, no. I don't know. Why? I think he's with another people. I go, yeah. They're like, he just said yes, sir, to me. Amen. And he just opened the door for my wife. I wanted to say thank you and shake your hand. I'm like, praise the Lord. Because you've been behind those kids, haven't you? You're like, oh, they're going to hold. No, they're not holding the door for me. I almost got hit with that door, right? I mean, now you're kind of scared when people hold the door for you. You're like, you're going to take my wallet from me or something. I mean, it's just kind of a weird thing nowadays, isn't it? I believe the last thing that we see in verses 28 and 29 is the way that we can thank Him and the way that we can praise Him is with our giving. Look, if you will, verse 28. He says, give unto the Lord. Ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Now, some people say, well, how do we give Him glory and strength? Ain't He already got it? You know what? I had to study this verse a long time to figure some of this stuff out. I'm not that smart, but here's what this verse is saying. It is not the giving that implies that we're giving Him glory that He already has and giving Him strength that He already has. It is a sense of crediting to God what He already possesses. You see, it's us crediting to Him the glory that He has. Lord, thank You that You have all glory. Lord, thank You that You have all strength. Why? Because we don't have any strength. We don't have any glory that we can offer Him. It's that we are going to Him and crediting to Him that He has all glory and that He has all strength. And when we recognize that, we give ourselves to Him. We give unto Him. We give that praise and we give ourselves. Notice on down in verse 29, the Bible says, give unto the Lord the glory due to His name. Bring an offering. In other words, if you see how high and lifted up He is, you will bring an offering with you. You say, well, do we have to bring offering today of a sacrifice or what are we giving? He wants your life. Jesus is more pleased today, not if you bring a bull or a ram or anything like that. He's pleased when you know, somebody said that we ought to give ourselves an offering plate every Sunday. And we'd have to get some bigger offering plates. But we should. We should give ourselves. Why? Because you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Maybe it's the sacrifice of money. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying that I gave to a Thanksgiving offering this year and I didn't even look at my bank account and see if I could afford it. You say you didn't look at your bank account? No, I didn't look at it. I was scared. No. But I was just like, Lord, this is what You put on my heart. And I wrote that check and I gave it. And I was like, well, He'll take care of it. And he always does. You know? I've written checks to for my tithe before and go, that don't make sense, but I'm going to do it anyway. Why? Because it's the Lord's. And sometimes it is that, but sometimes it's of our time. You ever look at your calendar and go, I don't know how I'm ever going to fit this in. Matter of fact, just this week, somebody said, "Hey, you know, I need to talk to you." And that was a couple weeks ago. Somebody said, "Hey, I need to talk to you. If you'll come by, and I'll talk to you." But then they're like, "Well, I know you're so busy, you probably don't have time." I'm like, "If I don't have time to come by and talk to you, I'm way too busy. If I can't give my life to Him and my time to Him, then I shouldn't be where I'm at tonight. Because you can never outgive the Lord." I'm going to skip over some of this, but I want you to look, if you will, at look at verse 25 just real quick. It gives us the reasons why we ought to thank Him. Not only how, but it gives us why. It says in verse 25, "For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods." By the way, we serve a great God tonight. We ought to praise Him because He's a great God. Verse 31 says, it says, "Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice, and let men among nations, the Lord do what? He reigneth." We ought to praise Him and thank Him tonight because why? He reigneth. The devil's not sitting on the throne of your heart tonight if you're saved. The Lord God reigneth and reigneth forever, as the psalmist said. And then you go on down, there's a couple more in verse 34. He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Why? "For He is good." That's all God can be to you, is good. You realize that? God can't be bad to you? Anybody here have siblings? Yeah. Everybody say amen right there. If you're an only child, you'll get this later in life. But I had a brother. My brother was not always good to me. Matter of fact, he was more bad to me than he was good to me. But I tell you this, there's not been one day in my life that God's ever been bad to me. He's always been good to me. And then the last thing, notice what it says. It says the reason we ought to give Him is for His mercy endure forever. Mm. His mercy endure forever, holding back that which we deserve. Spurgeon said this, and I think it's true, and I'll read this quote from him and I'll be done. "All the good that we enjoy comes from God. Recollect that. At last, most men forget it." Roland Hill used to say that worldling, and you can, some of these words are a little bit old, but it says, "We're like hogs under the oak, which eat the acorns, but never think of the oak which they fail, nor lift up their heads to grunt out a thanksgiving." Yes, it is. They munch the gift and murmur the giver. Isn't that true? We enjoy the fruit of what God gives us. But the act of us giving Him thanks sometimes falls short, doesn't it? I was sitting at my desk today, and I was just thinking. I was just kind of just like I said, the best way that we can thank Him is to think of Him. And I was thinking how I got from there to here. I was like, wow. I love going back. I don't love going back, but sometimes we go back to Florida, and I meet people I went to school with. I love it. We was at a convenience store at one time, and a girl I used to go to school with, old Mabel Armstrong. And I went in there, and I was paying for my stuff. She did good for herself, working gas station. And she looked at me. She said, "What are you doing now?" And I was like, you're almost embarrassed to even say. I don't know why we should be, but I was like, "Well, I'm a preacher." She said, "Pfft. Wiggins, you're kidding me." She did. And she started laughing. I was like, "No, I'm a preacher. I've been a preacher now for 20 years. She said, "Come on. Come on, Wiggins. I know you." I was like, "Yeah." But then she told me how she had gotten saved and just kind of had a good time of fellowship there. And, you know, it's just amazing because people that see me nowadays that knew me back then, they're like, "Come on. Yeah, right." Because I guarantee you, you know, everybody, you know, back in the day, you're the most likely to succeed. Yeah, not me. Not me. I was the most likely to never succeed. You know, that's who I was in school. I was a class clown and goof off. But it's amazing how God can just use you. And why in the world He chose to use me, I have no idea. So tonight we're going to do something a little different. Miss Abby, if you'll come to the piano. We're not doing an invitation song necessarily, Miss Abby. If you'll come, can you play something? It don't matter. I was going to say a song. What's the prayer song? Anyway. No. I can't think anyway. Just play something softly. But what we're going to do tonight, this is how we're going to kind of end our service tonight. Of course, most of you know that Brother Schuler has an appointment Monday. Has a spot on his right above his ear there on the left side, and I'm going to ask him to come down here in just a second. We're going to gather around. We're going to pray, and I think we serve a big God. And tonight, Mr. Perez's niece, which her name is Bobby Perez, she's in her early 40s, went unresponsive today, and she's in a coma, needs our prayers. Ms. Candace Cook went to the hospital this Sunday with pericarditis. Pray for her. Anthony Mosley's in the hospital. And so we want to pray for them. But I want to pray especially tonight for Brother Schuler. I won't, if you will, I'll ask Brother Schuler, if you don't mind, come on down. I'd like to ask the men if we gather around him. Ladies, you're welcome to come too, but let's get the men around him. And then, secondly, let's pray for our pastor. Let's pray tonight. And I'm going to give you a time to pray. Miss Abby's going to play, and I'll come up here in a little bit and finish. Our God and our Father, Lord, I come to you tonight on behalf of a brother. Lord, asking you to be the great physician that you are, but God, that you would show yourself not to just Brother Schuler, Miss Norma, to Jaden, but God, to the doctors and the nurses, that you're in control of our health. God, I pray for healing right now. Lord, this spot, this mass, whatever it may be, Lord, right now, would you just remove it, if that be your will? God, we know that your will be done, but God, our heart and our desire tonight is for healing. And so, God, I pray, Lord, and I know these people, this church, are agreeing on this one thing, asking you to do a big thing, God, in our eyes. Lord, to you is nothing. Lord, if you created the worlds with just your voice, God, what you could do for Brother Schuler tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd be Miss Norma. I pray that you'd be with Jaden. Lord, they need your comfort. God, they need your strength. Thank you so much, God, when we're weak, that you're strong. God, tonight I pray for our pastor. Lord, I pray for your strength and your Holy Ghost power upon his life. Lord, please, I'm begging you, God, that you've recharged him, that you've renewed him. Lord, you bring him back to us. Lord, he be full of that fire. God, tonight I pray for the Perez's. Lord, tonight I pray for Brother Anthony and Miss Candace. And God, tonight we leave everything in your hands. God, thank you tonight. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you tonight. I know Brother Schuler appreciates that. We serve a big God. And we know God to have his will. I'm going to tell him myself. Miss Norma, I talked to Miss Norma last night on the phone, and she was not weeping, but I was. And my wife, I know, thought I was crazy. She was coming in the door, and I'm sitting there. I'm just sorry, because Brother Schuler's like a dad to me, a young dad. to me. And I look up to Brother Shuler, I really do. And when you hurt, I hurt. And our pastor feels the same way. I was talking to Brother Crawford today about it. You know, that's the way it ought to be. We're all family. Just like my Brother Zellner, man, I tell you. I can't feel the hurt that he does of losing a wife or Brother Ivy or any of these people. But I can tell you, we serve a God who understands. And I don't believe in no hocus pocus and no witch doctor. I believe in God. I don't even believe in doctors. I believe in God. I believe he can use a doctor, use a nurse in medicine. But I believe God, and let's trust him through this, if you will. And so tonight, Brother Leper, you come give us some announcements and we'll be done tonight. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I really do. I hope that God just bless you. Mr. Perez's niece's name is Bobby Perez. I didn't know if I gave that a while ago, but put her on your prayer list.